Okay, Mishnah Vav. We had mentioned before that there was a distinction between Shabbos versus Yom Tov when it comes to a person who started observing Avelos beforehand. So we said that Shabbos is Ola Ve'en Mavsekes. If a person starts observing Avelos on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so now comes Shabbos. Shabbos does not cancel the Avelos, and Shabbos contributes to the number of Shiva. So it would be Shabbos would be day 4 in this case. Masha'in came when it comes to Yom Tov. If a person would start observing Avelos and they'd observe 3 days of Avelos and then comes Yom Tov, Yom Tov would cancel the remaining part of the Shiva. So Yom Tov is Mafsikin and it's Einan Olin. It does not contribute to the number of Shiva, meaning to say if a person only observed 2 days of Avelos, so and then Yom Tov comes, so Yom Tov is kind of a hiccup in the Shiva, namely that after Yom Tov is over, a person would have to observe another 5 days. Okay, so now the question is, what about Shavuos, what about Rosh Hashanah, and what about Yom Kippur? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Atzeres K'Shabbos. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Atzeres, meaning Shavuos, was like Shabbos with respect to Avelos. In other words, while the Beis HaMikdash was around, Shavuos was like any other Yom Tov. Why? Because Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash could essentially have served as like a 7-day Yom Tov, in that if a person didn't bring their kabbanos on the first day, they had the subsequent 6 days to make up those kabbanos. So during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Shavuos was like any other Yom Tov. But after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shavuos became like Shabbos as far as Avelos was concerned, and therefore, we would say just like for Shabbos, it's Ola Ve'inam Avsekes, it would contribute to the number of Shiva, but it wouldn't cancel the Shiva, so to Shavuos operates the same way. Rabbi Gamaliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, Kuragalim. Rabbi Gamaliel says that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have a status like a Yom Tov, in that they would cancel the Avelos, right? If a person observed 3 days of Avelos and then comes Yom Tov, so Yom Tov canceled the remaining part of Shiva. So too for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they too, we would say that. And in Olim, we would say that if a person only observed 2 days before Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, so we would say that the Yom Tov itself, the days of Yom Tov, do not contribute to add up to the Shiva. Rather, it serves as like a hiccup in that a person would have to make up, would have to continue counting the Shiva after Yom Tov is over. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, and that's Rabbi Gamaliel. Rabbi Eliezer thinks that Shavuos, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, is like Shabbos, and Rabbi Gamaliel says Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are like Regalim. Neither opinion is correct. Ella, Atzeres Kuragalim. Rabbi Eliezer is incorrect when he said that Atzeres is like Shabbos. Really, Atzeres is like any other Yom Tov, even nowadays. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim k'Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are like Shabbos. So, to summarize very quickly, what we said over here is that we know that there's Shabbos. As when the Shabbos interrupts an Avelos, we said that the Shabbos doesn't cancel the Avelos, and Shabbos, in fact, adds up to the days of the Shiva. And Masha'inkin Yom Tov, we say, would cancel the Avelos if a person observed 3 days of Avelos, and then comes Yom Tov would cancel the rest, and Yom Tov would not contribute to the Shiva if a person observed 2 days of Avelos, and then comes Yom Tov. We said that Yom Tov would not add up to the Shiva. Rather, Yom Tov is like a hiccup. So now the question is, what about Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur? And so this is basically a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer versus the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel versus the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer says Shavuos is like Shabbos with respect to Avelos, and the Chachamim say no, Shavuos is like any other Yom Tov with respect to Avelos, at least nowadays after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And Rabbi Gamaliel says Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have a status like any other Yom Tov, and the Chacham say no, that's incorrect. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have a status like Shabbos.